Hey, man, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I didn't see you as online. That's why I didn't think you were...
Oh, really? Okay. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why not. I don't think I have myself hidden.
What do you think, Carlos? Is Damon online? But his status is not showing him as online.
Carlos, status.
Does he have mystical powers? I don't know. Man, I listened to 5 minutes today coming home, and they were talking about the biggest Saints bust, and he brings up the list. Biggest Saints draft bust. And he brings up Ricky Williams. And maybe that's just to get callers to call in and to get some traction. But in no way should Ricky even be on the list.
No. No. Ricky.
He had a very good career. It was all because Ditka. Blame Ditka. Don't blame. I mean, Ricky had nothing to do with it. He was okay. He wasn't what we thought he was, but it was just magnified by what Ditka gave up for.
Right, you know, I mean, was he worth every pick in the draft? No, well, you know, very few players are. Peyton Manning, maybe. Tom Brady.
but thinking back on it, like, who would trade that many picks?
Right.
Like, not only did we trade the whole one draft, we also traded the 1 and 3 the next year.
Exactly.
And it was totally unnecessary. I don't know what the fuck we were... Like, who in charge of that thought that was a good idea?
You know, that... If you're one player away, maybe, perhaps, but even then, no, the game had passed Mike Ditka by. He didn't understand him. He was a total disaster here, and he wasn't that good his last, besides the 85 season with Buddy Ryan, Mike Ditka wasn't that wonderful in Chicago. He had one great year, and as soon as Ryan left, they were mediocre.
I mean, he set us back a long ways. He really fucked.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, but what was it? 2 years later?
Right, I mean, we made the playoffs, yeah.
And won our first playoff game ever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's weird time.
That was horrible. And this team, and maybe if you're a fan of another team, maybe maybe every team has a horror story. But I don't think as many teams have a horror stories like we do, you know.
Not as many. So many
right.
horror
stories. Right. You know, Russell Erkleben, the punter. It is just, this team was so inept for so long.
and I didn't realize, and everybody always mentioned Sean Knight as the list, and I didn't even know who he was, and then, you know, I read about him because he was on, and I was like, holy shit, was that bad. A first-round pick, 11th overall pick, in 87, when we were about to be really good, like, we had the Dome Patrol defense, he drafted a defensive lineman, who we traded within the year. He was the 11th overall pick. Like, I didn't realize how bad
right.
that pick was. And, like, that's crazy bad.
Right. And that's surprising coming from the Mora Finks regime, you know, that's... But they had some Alex Molden.
Yeah, Alex Molden, right. Alex Molden wasn't even on fucking Deke's list, and that's one of the guys that I instantly right. think of.
And look, I loved and still love Jim Mora. I liked him as a coach. I liked his kind of hard, you know, hard-nosed attitude and training. But I always felt that Alex Molden was taken because J.L. Mora, his son, was our defensive backs coach.
Ugh. No, sir. I didn't like it.
You know, and look, and even this regime has done some.
We've had some misses.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple misses. We've had more hits than
right,
or maybe just as many. But we happen to have the free agent signing and the coach that can get it done. And that'll tangent into something I'm gonna bring up, and the reason why we're having this mini-sode. But what's up, Houdat Nation? Thanks for joining us on a quick little mini-sode, tangent episode, pre-draft. The draft will be in, 6 days from tonight, first round. But considering the news that came out last night, I figured we had to do a little mini-sode, just a little something-something. Our own little draft preview, since we're not going to really do any kind of fucking bullshit mock draft.
Oh, God, no.
The only thing I can say is we'll draft a receiver and we'll draft a cornerback. We'll probably draft an offensive lineman. That's all I got.
That sounds about right to me. Again, so, man, I've seen so many mock. Everything is mock draft, mock draft, mock draft. I turned on ESPN the other day, and they were talking about, you know, they did like somebody's ninth mock draft. Really? A ninth mock draft? Why? Can you explain it to me? You know, who loved to sit here and talk about, I totally don't understand it. I hate mock drafts and the people who make them.
Especially when you see a mock draft that's like, ooh, a mock trade. Oh, really? You're going to try to predict the fucking NFL trade on
right.
top of trying to predict
right.
a draft? Good for yeah. you.
I've never done it, but hopefully this year I'm going to try to do like Mayock. I think, you know, that's kind of, for some reason, he's a guy everybody, you know. Pick a mock draft and see how close anyone is even to the real draft board. I don't even know how close people get. But I'm trying to think last year, how many, I do remember hearing Vaccaro's name close to the.
He was definitely a name that was mentioned among one of the guys we
right.
could get or target or whatnot. There were, you know, a handful of guys that everybody, there was a consensus, and we did get Vaccaro. We got one of them.
Right. This year, again, the name I'm hearing most is Odell Beckham.
No, he's going to be gone.
But I've been just reading, you know, maybe the Saints will trade up for him. I read something today talking about maybe trading up with Chicago and like to number 14 or 15.
Jeez.
You know, that's the one thing. Man, Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, and I don't know who's really blaming on, but we never have a lot of draft picks.
We don't, because we've been pretty aggressive.
Yeah.
We've moved up several times. Sometimes it's worked, sometimes it hadn't.
Cedric Ellis.
Mark Ingram, you know.
The jury's out on Ingram.
I know the jury's still out. It's not like Ellis.
No.
Like Ellis was completely a waste. Ingram, there's still time, but not a lot of time, because they're not going to pick up his option.
No.
All right, God, I got to get my truck. Anyway, so I haven't given a number yet, so I'm probably a 4.3.
Oh. Well, my number's still zero.
As is, of course, the tradition.
But I do wonder about the mock drafts. Like, I know the draft was pushed back this year, supposedly because of scheduling, which isn't fucking true. They just pushed it back, so there's more time. But I wonder if there's going to be, like, it seems like there's starting to be mock draft backlash, and... You know, like, people just aren't into it as much. Like, even a few years ago, yeah, they were ridiculous, but you still got into it because you were excited, you were ready. But at this point, everybody's starting to realize mock drafts are completely meaningless. And why bother getting sucked into bullshit hype that's manufactured? I mean, like you said, somebody has 9 mock drafts, really? The same guy has 9 on top of every random schmo has a mock draft. What makes them qualified to have a mock draft?
I mean, there are random people who'll just do a mock draft.
Just some dude.
And right, you know, and I'm thinking, dude, really? You know, he'll do a 3-round, 4-round mock draft. Really? 4-round?
I mean, I don't even know anybody after pick 15. You know, it's like...
Right. I do not get it with the... And like you were saying, there's been a little back... I have noticed a little bit. And again, I agree. I think it's because of the 3 extra weeks, you know, we've had to wait. You might be able to deal with a month of mock draft, you know, or 3 weeks of mock draft. It's okay. But now you add, you know, you almost double what people were doing before, and it's just insane. Because you really can't do a mock draft until free agency kind of settles down to know who needs what. Anything before that is just total blind speculation.
And there were so many mock drafts, it caused the Saints to decide to send their coaching staff and a lot of personnel guys, like supposedly up to 50 guys are going to Vegas this weekend. And this is the reason why I wanted to do the little mini-sode, just to talk about how awesome this is. Like, when the news came out last night, it just broke out, everybody was cracking jokes, it's cool, man. Like, dude, how awesome would it be to be rolling with that posse this weekend?
Oh, you're kidding me?
Be one of those guys that are going. Like, you got Peyton, Loomis, Ryan, Vitt, and you know, everybody under him. Like,
I mean, that is just hilarious.
It's awesome. Like, it's awesome. Like, it just makes you love these guys more. It makes me realize, like, this is... It's probably never going to get any better than this regime with Peyton and Loomis and whatever. Like, yeah, we might get good coaches or good GMs down the line, but just like the fact that they're good and just like the way they go about things, they're just awesome.
Well, it shows to me, and it shows a lot of confidence. Like, all right, here we are. We're 4 days away. Well, like you said, now, I mean, we're, you know, if they go, we're 5 days away, 6 days away, we're done. That's it. And we can't do anything else. You know, we're going to hit the ground running hard pretty much next week, I'm sure. So let's go out and have a good time this week because, you know, we've feel confident in what we're going to do. I love that.
And, I mean, they're all used to, you know, with the draft being at the end of April, they're all used to having to be done right now. So they're all on a schedule, and they're – I just love the fact that they're – and I'm sure some other teams may do it too, but they're not overdoing it. It's like, well, all right, well, that's it. Let's go have some fun.
Yeah, man, you know,
oh, it's awesome.
Maybe some of the other teams are doing it, but I don't, you know.
Probably not to this extent, and just sending everybody to Vegas. Now, I wonder if – are they flying on Benson's plane over, or are they flying
commercial? I mean, how many people did you say are going?
Apparently up to like 50.
No, Benson don't have – Mr. Benson owns he has a Challenger 300. It only fits about 10.
Okay.
So, you know, I doubt he's making 5 trips.
But maybe 45 guys go
right.
40 go commercial, and then Peyton and Loomis and Ryan and Vit, whoever, go on.
Right, go on Benson's plane.
But still, man, that would be awesome to –
Well, and then this weekend is the Mayweather fight. I wasn't gonna get it, but now I might buy it just to see if Sean Payton and the crew does something. You know, maybe they go to the fight or something.
Dude,
I don't know.
You know what would be awesome? Fuck going to the fight. Let like the big honchos like Payton, Ryan, Vit, Loomis. Let them walk down the aisle with Money Mayweather to this fight. How that would just be like. I don't know if I could handle myself.
No.
Like, awesome with it.
And definitely at least Peyton. You know, he's a superstar of the bunch, and Rob Bryan kind of close behind him now. But, yeah, I would love to see some sort of interaction with, you know.
That would be like, just a giant FU, I mean, FU football.
Right.
This is what we're doing. Week
right.
for the draft, this is what we're doing.
Right. I'm sure you'd hear the
God, a fuck, like, we love these guys. Like, I can't.
Well, like you texted me earlier, you know, when we were all talking. Look, this is the golden age of Saints football, man. It's going to have to do a lot to top this.
I mean, right.
You know, just...
Especially, you know, if we can get another Super Bowl or two over the next couple of years.
Right.
I mean, shit.
At least one more. At least one more.
At least have to get the second.
And again, while we've talked about it on the show before, man, I like this... Strong defense, man. I mean, I know Peyton. I am sure Sean Peyton has always wanted a number two defense, you know, since he's been here. But to finally have it, you know, to finally have the players and the coach to have a dominating defense where it's not all on Drew, it's not all on the offense, it's not all on Sean Peyton. That goes a long way to winning a championship because, hey, that's what, you know, the old saying. Defense wins championships. And even going back to our 2009 season, offense, of course, with the show, you know, the showstoppers, but that defense and its, I forget, I mean.
Turnovers, yeah.
37, 27, whatever it was, you know.
Yeah, like 29, 30-something. We were second in the league. In
right. And, you know,
And the fact that we converted them all to touchdowns. I mean, we converted so many to touchdowns. We had like 7 or 8 defensive touchdowns.
I think we had 11 that year.
We might have.
Yeah, I think we had 11. Something ridiculous. You know, that would get so much fun. Because you hardly ever see that. And when you're in the dome, there's just something about a defensive touchdown that just makes you go crazy, man. You know, you're not expecting to score. You know, you're on defense. And then the defense takes that ball and brings it to 7. It's just something that it's totally special in the end.
I'm looking forward to seeing Jarius Byrd do that several times this year.
That is good. Well, and again, just having a turnover, giving this offense an extra possession or two a game is tremendous to helping us win. You know, go back to the games, last year we lost 5 games. If we had an extra possession in each of those games, how, you know, do we lose maybe 3 games, 2 games?
Definitely lose the Seattle game.
Oh, yeah, Seattle kicks our butt.
And maybe the Rams. That was just one.
The Rams, the Seattle Rams. But hell, the Patriots, Carolina, and the Jets.
Yeah.
You know, well, you know, it sure is nice to be able to sit here and remember all five, you know, all right. Your losses, you know.
Right.
I can tell you the five teams you lost to. You know, back in the late 90s, who'd you lose to? I don't know. I can tell you who we beat, though, you know.
Right. Who didn't we lose to?
Right. It was easier to
tell. I can tell you the painful losses we had.
Right.
I can tell you the fucking Tim Couch Hail Mary.
Oh, I remember that one.
Cleveland, their first win. God, how awful was that?
Back then, it was always the first were always on the downside. And
oh, man.
Now the first are always first Super Bowl win, first NFC Championship game, first playoff win on the road.
Man, I've really been catching the football buzz over the last week or two, just getting ready. And it sucks because we still got 4 months until the season starts, but...
Exactly.
I gave myself an off season, and my off season's done. Like I'm ready.
Right. Well,
all the moves, and you know, we'll see what happens in the draft next week, and we'll talk about it next week.
Well, it kind of turned out. I mean, with moving the draft this way, okay. So you got May, you got the draft, and that'll take us 2 or 3 weeks to get into analyze who we got, what we got, da da da, and then you go into June with mini camps. July is normally a month of where, everyone takes off. Then you're in, August training camp starts.
Training camp preseason, yeah, that's it.
You know, so really we only have 3 months of nothingness, and only one of those months there will be no news. So, May and June's a pretty good news month for football.
Oh, man.
I am
getting excited. I wish I could be there in Vegas this weekend. That's got
to
be awesome.
I'd love to be with those.
I mean, that has to be just so fucking awesome. Like,
right.
You know, Rob Ryan could wake up Sunday morning at 5 a.m. naked on somebody's lawn.
Right. Somebody needs to do a hangover.
I almost think how cool it would be to videotape it, but not show it to anybody until nobody's with the same, like until this regime's fully over, and then you can say, hey, this is what we did back in the day.
Right.
Like back, I mean, obviously it's, that's not going to happen, but it would be cool. Like, a 30 for 30, the New Orleans Saints Peyton era.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
And this would be one of the segments. That would be awesome.
Oh, definitely.
To follow them around. Hey, any Saints fans in Vegas, search out, find them.
Get on Twitter.
I don't know that we have any, listeners in Vegas, we might.
We might. If not, they were in Europe, we definitely had them.
right.
No, that much. And look, I'm trying to think. Maybe the other coaching staffs do this. It's incredible that they're taking 50. I mean, that's just damn near everybody on the coaching staff, I'd imagine.
Coaching, scouting, even like some management, too. So, like, I'm sure Bensel's going to go and Lauscha probably going.
Right. Yeah.
But don't be shocked. Especially if the organization's footing any of the bill for it. Man, I don't know how that's going to work.
I'm sure.
I would say probably pretty much everybody but Benson.
I don't know. Yeah.
I would think he's...
Not up at 83 years old. Yeah, he's probably staying home. But it wouldn't surprise me if he, like you said, maybe he might send some. But now, you know what? These guys, they're going to all want to be together on one commercial flight. Trust me, they're all on one flight, raising hell once they get into the, Now, that's what, maybe they wouldn't let me hang out with them in Vegas. But, man, I'd have loved to have been on the plane with them,
You know what? Yeah. Wow. You could be a flight attendant.
I'm sure they're, they're. You know, some of those plane rides, when you have, celebrities like that, I mean, it's a very, interactive thing. I bet you there's some stories from there.
Yeah, that would be...
I wonder what hotel they're staying at. That wasn't leaked, I'm sure.
No. Oh, man. All right, well, I guess that's probably it recording-wise. That's all we wanted to do, just get a little talk about that. Draft, of course, coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday of next week. We'll be recording Saturday night. And actually, I have an engagement party Saturday night that I'm going to.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It just might be a later recording.
Later recording is better anyway. I don't know what time the draft gets over with.
I mean, the Saturday draft will be over by then, but just... I mean, I know you're an Insomniac, so you'll be up.
Definitely.
Hopefully Jeff find a way to...
Yeah, we'll keep him up.
Yeah, got to. But, I mean, I figure at least, you know, maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, not bad. No, you know, I'm like an eye.
And, I mean, it's a Saturday night, so I think we got to go to work the next day.
All right.
So that's it. Thanks for joining us on this little mini-sode. Hope you're ready for the draft. I know we are. I'm sick of mock drafts, but I'm ready to find out, you know, who we're going to get. I mean, I've been getting a little excited about that. So you can check us out the old-fashioned way, don'tpatrolpodcast.com. You can find us on Twitter, don'tpatrolpcast. And I will say bye-bye, shitty mock draft donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.